The federal government has doled out about half of the $700 billion in bailout money. Questions remain, though, about what those banks are doing with all that money. With us now is Henry Blodgett. He's the CEO of the website ClusterStock.com. Now, Henry, some of these banks have received lots and lots of that bailout money. I think JPMorgan Chase received some $25 billion in bailout money. So what are they doing with it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
They are being very, very discreet and not telling anybody anything. And I think the usual conclusion from that is that they're not doing things with it that we would be pleased about. One of the things that they appear to have done with it is pay out $1.6 billion in bonuses and other benefits to executives, which obviously is not something that would have gone over very well. From the bank's perspective, obviously, they will say, hey, wait a minute, we don't put the taxpayer money in a particular bucket and then use that to make certain things. It just all goes into a big cash bucket, and obviously we have to pay our people. But no, we're not going to give you details on that or anything else, even though it's your money.
But they are supposed to use it, or at least the intent of the legislation was for them to use it to loosen the credit squeeze, to ease up credit and to lend to one another.
That's right. It was the intention was to give them a bigger pot of capital so that they wouldn't be so worried about their assets going bad that they had to keep every bit of cash they had. What has subsequently been made obvious is that banks are still justifiably very worried that a lot of the assets they have on their books in the form of credit card loans and student loans and car loans and mortgages, obviously, are still going south at an alarming rate. And inside in the quiet rooms at the bank, you can certainly imagine them discussing this and saying, hey, we would be crazy to put even more money out there, especially to people who can't afford to pay it back. But most importantly, because we've got to keep it and hoard it and make sure that we're going to get through this storm. Otherwise, it will all be for naught.
Well, is there anyone keeping track or trying to keep track of this TARP money? I know there is a congressional oversight watchdog, a panel run by Elizabeth Warren from Harvard. And is she able to actually find out where this money is going to go?
I think they've been able to find out where some of it has gone initially. It's been much harder to figure out exactly what the banks have done with it. And I think, again, the bank's position is, look, we don't have to reveal this. We are public companies, but we don't reveal loan-by-loan data ever. Why should we do it now? I think the thing that changes fundamentally the argument is that things got so bad, you mismanaged things so completely that the government had to step in and give you taxpayer money. And if that doesn't buy the government the right to say, show us your books and tell us exactly what you're doing with this and every other bit of cash that you've got, I don't know what does. To me, that completely changes the equation.
So what is Henry Paulson saying about this? Why doesn't he demand an accounting?
I think that the Treasury's view is that if you force this upon the banks, it will make them even less likely to take the money. And the whole problem with the TARP from the get-go was, how do we persuade these banks that are insisting that they are fine when everybody knows that they're not fine? How do we persuade them to take the money and then start lending it? And the answer for the biggest banks was, Henry Paulson is going to shove it down their throat whether they want it or not. And so that left the banks with some negotiating room to say, hey, we didn't want the money. You gave it to us. We don't have to tell you what we're doing with it, and so forth. I think, unfortunately, we will eventually come to the point where the banks, if they are not lending, the government has to go in and basically say, look, we are going to force you to write down the value of all these assets. And yes, that is going to wipe out your shareholders in some cases and hurt your debt holders. But then we will do that, and then we will put in new money, and then you won't have anything to do anymore but to lend it. But I think we're still a ways off from that.
Mm. And there's still half of the bailout money left that they haven't released.
They haven't, although the cries grow louder every day to release it. And presumably that is high on the agenda of the Obama administration.
And do you think they'll attach strings to that next $350 billion?
I think that the Obama will put his administration's spin on it. I don't know exactly what that means. Obviously, the TARP has been a moving target ever since it was first conceived of. And now we've gotten to the point where it's being used to bail out car companies, which last time I checked don't bear much resemblance to banks, although they have these big financing arms. So I am sure that the Obama administration will come in and say, hey, look, there's this big pot of money. It's already been allocated. So as far as taxpayers are concerned, it's already been spent. Let's figure out how we want to spend it. And that may well be different than the initial spending tranche.
Henry Blodgett is CEO of ClusterStock.com. Henry, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.